listen up, listen up. Here's what we're going to do. Jimmy, they're going to be expecting you to take the last shot. We're going to use you as a decoy. Buddy, you get the ball, give it to Merle on the picket fence. He's going to take the last shot. All right, let's go. What's the matter with you guys? What's the matter with you?
I'll make it.
All right. Buddy, get the ball to Jimmy, top of the key. Let's get this, spread the floor. Let's go.
We are back on the State Line Sports Hour. Dave Schmidt along with Gordy Casper. And Gordy, we're big Hoosier fans, aren't we?
Right.
We love this stuff. In the background, you hear Hilliard Gates. We actually have the guy that the whole movie is based on. The last shot that we played was from the movie. This guy actually made the last shot for Milan that won the state championship back in 1954. Bobby Plump, how are you doing, friend?
Hey, I'm doing very well. How are you all?
We're doing good today. We've got a little snow here in Illinois, so hopefully it's not going your way.
We'll be getting it in a little while then.
That's about right.
I want to ask you a quick question. You know, we just played that part where Jimmy says he'll make the last shot. Did you go in the huddle and say that too, or is that just something they added in Hollywood?
Boy, it made a great movie, didn't it? I wish I had that much confidence when, like he did, but that's not the way it happened. The reality of it is, when we called timeout, and if you pay close attention to what the coach says, everything turns out well. We got to the huddle, and Woody, our coach, who was all of 26 years old, by the way, said, okay, Kraft, you take it out and throw it to Bob. Throw it to me.
Yeah.
And Bob, you just dribble around until there are 5 or 6 seconds to go, stop and shoot, jump shot, go all the way. And our center said, why don't we clear out? Woody said, that's a good idea. I said, let's go over it again. He said, Kraft, take it out, throw it to Bob. Guess who took it out of bounds? I did.
Yeah, I love how, Bobby,
you
this
know, when the ball goes through, they don't say anything about that.
Bobby, I love how Gene Hackman says, all right, get it to Jimmy, and everybody clear out. I think he'd have been thrilled. I think he'd have been thrilled if those boys went and sat in the third row right then.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, Angelo and David, David Anspaugh, the director, and Angelo, the writer and co-producer, they made one heck of a movie. I'll guarantee it. And I love it. I absolutely love it. I want to tell your fan, there's a lot of similarities in that movie, but the only factual thing in that movie is the last 18 seconds after the ball is thrown in.
Do you think, Bobby, when you were a kid at that, and you made the shot, it was a great shot, Hilliard Gates, one of my all-time favorite announcers, is calling the game, that's what they use a lot, that this long after that, we'd still be talking about that last shot you made?
Oh, we had no idea. Now, by the way, Hilliard was a good friend of mine, and he was a great announcer, great guy. We had no idea. We're a bunch of naive kids. We're having fun playing basketball, and what a lot of people forget, Milan had never won a game in the regional, which is our second step in the history of our school. And Marvin Wood's first year there, we went all the way to the Final Four, 3 of them, came back and won it in 54. But to give you an idea how naive we were, after we won the tournament, we stayed in Indianapolis that night, and we drove back to Milan the next day. And by the way, we didn't go in a bus. We had a GM dealer there that gave us Oldsmobiles for the regional, Buicks for the semifinals, and Cadillacs for the state tournament. When we got back to Milan, there was an 18-mile-long caravan behind us, and people were walking 9 miles away. Milan was a town of 1,100. They had state police there to guard the town because nobody was there. The state police estimated between 30 and 40,000 people were in Milan to greet us, and all of us looked at each other and said, boy, look what happens when you win a state tournament. Man, this is kind of fun.
Hey, Bobby, how long did the coach, you said he was only 26 years old, how long did he stay at Milan?
He left that next year and went to Newcastle.
Is that right?
Newcastle, yeah. Newcastle has the largest gymnasium, high school gymnasium in the world. It seats 9,000, and they promised to build that gymnasium for him, and they didn't. So after 2 years, he was the first coach at North Central High School here in Indianapolis, moved to Mishawaka after 9 years, went to Shelbyville's athletic director, back to Mishawaka, and he was coach at the girls' team at St. Mary's and Notre Dame when he died in 1999. And by the way, we've had a reunion every year since 1955 of the players and everybody associated with that. And to give you another idea about, did we know we were going to be talking about it, 17, 18 years after the tournament, we're sitting around after our dinner and everything, and there's Gene White, Bob Engel, Ken Linneman, and myself, and Bob Engel looks at it and said, "Fellas, do you think they'll be talking about this next year?"
Yeah. Hey, you know, when you look at that shot, you know, that's a life-changing thing. What happens if you wouldn't have made that shot? Do you think that would have changed your life a whole lot, Bobby? So it was important that you made that.
I can tell you what my good friend, Bob Collins, who was a sports editor of the Indianapolis Star, the largest newspaper here in Indiana at the time, he said, if I'd have missed it, I'm really from Pierceville, Indiana. We had about 70 people in our hometown.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Plump, you'd have missed that shot. You've been pumping gas in Pierceville." It'd be the best gas we had. Well, they had one pump.
There you go. Always quality work.
I've never thought about what would happen if I missed it, very frankly.
Well, that's what helped you make it, wasn't it?
The best answer to that is this. Here it is, 60 years later. I'm talking to you two gentlemen. If I'd have missed it, I sure as hell wouldn't be talking to you.
Yeah, we haven't made many calls to the gas attendant in Pierceville lately. Yeah.
You know, when you look at the movie and stuff, did you make friends with some of those guys? Because you're actually in the movie. You're the guy that pulls the door open up at Hinkle Fieldhouse.
No, that was my running mate, Ray Kraft. That
okay.
was the other guard.
Okay.
Yeah, Ray Kraft. And of the 10 kids addressed of that movie, 9 of us went to college, and 6 of them ended up coaching, and then Ray ended up being the associate commissioner of the IHSAA.
Oh, nice.
I did become friends of the people in the movie, and I met Gene Hackman. I talked to him, and one of our players, Bill Jordan, ended up being an actor in Hollywood. He's been out there since 63. When they were shooting the movie, I went down on the floor and I said, "Mr. Hackman, I haven't met you. My name's Bobby Plunkett. Get over here." He said, "This is what this movie's all about." He said, "I know Bill Jordan, your teammate." He said that we had a nice conversation. And then Maris Valinas,
yeah,
who played Jimmy, of course, and made that last shot, went to school at Chatard High School here in Indiana with my daughters. In fact, I just saw him a week ago. They named Hinkle Fieldhouse, Butler Fieldhouse back then. They named a ramp after me, and he came back and was there for that event. And the rest of the guys, all of them were just kids from Indiana, except there was one actor, and the rest of them were from here. So I got to know all of them, sure.
We're talking with Bobby Plump, who led Milan to the 1954 state championship. The movie Hoosiers is based on him, one of my favorite all-time movies. And when you look at it, it's just like Indiana basketball at its best. You know, now they've gone to classes, but if you guys would have had classes, this wouldn't have even been a classic today, would it? Did you like the all-one class in Indiana?
Well, I need to correct you. We had class basketball back then. Now we have multi-class.
Okay, but, that's right.
that gives you my answer. They just took away all the interest of the state tournament. Attendance dropped the first year back in 97, 98. It dropped from 786,000 that we drew in the single-class tournament. The next year it dropped to 480,000, and it's never gotten above that. So the people of Indiana have actually rejected it. The fans haven't. It's not as exciting anymore. It's more like a regional tournament. Having said that, I do want to point out I'm very proud of all the champions that are there. It's still a great accomplishment. It's just not the same tournament and not as interesting.
Wow, this is really cool. We're talking to Bobby Plump, Gordy. Can you believe it?
That's as big as it gets.
That is.
You know, go ahead.
Well, what are you doing right now, Bobby? What have you done with your life? I know you got a lot of things. You were named like Sports Illustrated's top 50 men in Indiana. That's a pretty big honor, but you've done a lot of things since this championship game.
I turned down IU, Purdue, Michigan State, and chose Butler University when nobody knew what Butler University was, but they all know it now.
Yeah.
I established single game and career scoring records there. I still hold a record at Butler. When I set the single game scoring record, I hit 17 for 17 free throws, and nobody's hit more than that in one game consecutively. After that, I turned down the Minneapolis Lakers in the NBA, played for Phillips 66 in the National Industrial Basketball League. And in that league, we had teams in New York. Cleveland was owned by George Steinbrenner. Akron, Denver, San Francisco, Seattle, Wichita, Peoria Caterpillars, and Phillips. After that, I came back to Indiana and started a life insurance agency, and I have a financial planning agency here in Indianapolis now. My son-in-law and my daughter and Kelly and Mike Pachacki are in with me. And I'm still doing that every day, and people say, you're still working? And I'm like my father-in-law. He was a woodworker, and he worked until he was about 88 years old. I said, what are you working at? He said, I'd rather wear out than rust out.
There you go. I believe that. I agree with you there.
Wow. Is that all you've been doing, Bobby? I mean, that's amazing, buddy.
Well, we have another. In 1995, my son wanted to open a sports bar, so we opened a sports bar, and oddly enough, I don't know where he came up with the name, but he called it Plump's Last Shot, and it's been in existence ever since then. It's in the Broad Ripple area of Indianapolis, and we have visitors coming in there from a lot of different states. And as a sidelight, there was a lady started a museum in Milan, and it's a Milan 54 Museum. And it's about the 54 teams. She started it 22 years ago in the corner of her little antique shop, bought the barber shop when the barber died. They raised $350,000, renovated the old bank building that had been vacant for 20 years, had a grand opening last June. And the point of this story and the movie Hoosiers, people in Indiana and the neighboring states knew about Milan and the 54 thing. The movie took it worldwide. She has had visitors from all. Now, you have to want to go to Milan to get there. It's not on a major highway. And she's had visitors from all 50 states and 26 foreign countries, including Cambodia, Australia, Japan. It is just amazing what that movie has done.
Bobby, we've got to go. Time's out. But I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again. Is that okay?
That would be wonderful.
This segment has been brought to you by the following supporters of StatelineSportsHub.com.
Lincoln Rental and Sales, Visconti Computers, Vintage Zone, Global Waterproofing, Rockford Lutheran, Asha Salon Spa, Independence Village, and Advanced Chimney Systems. Also brought to you by PC Tech 2U, Bishop Lane Retreat Center, City Body Shop, S&S Recycling, the Rockford Area Illini Club, North Point Terrace, and Tussing Tile and Flooring.